Hello, New Community Church Online. Welcome to you. So glad you're here. Whether you are someone who's been watching this every week, thank you. Or whether you're tuning in for the very first time, welcome. We're glad you found us, and I hope that you appreciate the service. I hope it's a gift to you, the worship and the message, but also that the Holy Spirit just speaks to your heart. We're finishing up a series today, part four of Till Death Do Us Part. It is a marriage series, although each week I think it's just been chock full of principles, including today, that really are for anyone, no matter what your status, whether you're married, want to be married, don't want to be married, remarried, or what have you. A quick one-sentence review. Week one was make it your goal to stay together no matter what, if you're married. That's just our covenant. And sometimes even the Bible, Jesus tells us can't be salvaged. But I think most of the time it can be. And that is God's design for marriage. Week two, watch your words. They are far more important and powerful than you may even realize. And we talked about the power, the Bible says, of life and death that the tongue has. Week three, Pastor Dustin talked about celebrate singleness. In our church, singleness is not a bad word. Single people are not second-class citizens by any stretch. In fact, we see that in the Bible, Paul tells us that his calling to singleness was actually an honor. And it was something that God led him to do so that he could draw closer to Christ. And then today, I want to talk about the theme of forgiveness in marriage, a tough topic, when we've made mistakes, and how do we deal with this? And I want to root it in the gospel, because I believe that marriage and all relationships, married or not, are rooted in the gospel. They're rooted, as we'll see, in our relationship with God through Christ. And we know that marriage specifically is modeled after Christ, that, for example, husbands are to love their wives, the Bible says, as Jesus loved the church. And it's such an outstanding model. He's the groom, we're the bride, and in a very beautiful figurative way, we see that's how the relationship works, and that's how we're to model our marriages. So we see it rooted in the gospel. And that's where forgiveness comes in. I was reading about a 2005 Guinness Book of World Records holder. This was a couple named the Aerosmiths. Here you have a picture. This is Percy and Florence, a beautiful couple, unfortunately no longer with us. But back in 2005, they were already pretty old, and they had the world record for being married the longest of anybody on planet Earth. They had been married at that point for 80 years. And I think that's fantastic. And we have some people probably tuned in who aren't close to 80 maybe, but have been married a very long time. And I think that's so great. They were asked what was their advice that they would want to give to couples who strive to have a healthy and long marriage. And this is what they said. Florence said, "You must never go to sleep bad friends. If you've had a quarrel, you need to make up. Never be afraid," she said, "to say sorry." I think that's so good because it's the theme of today, forgiveness, that we would love our spouses no matter what. We wouldn't give up on them. We would not go to bed angry. We would forgive them or ask for forgiveness and say, "I'm sorry." And she just knew that was so pivotal. Now, Percy, he also gave some advice. His was short and sweet. He gave two words. He said the secret to a long marriage was just two words, and the two words were, "Yes, dear." Also, very good advice. I've used these two words many times to get myself out of a jam, and I would definitely advise them. But her words are probably more profound because they're rooted in the gospel, and that's where we're going today. Marriage is rooted in the gospel. And as you begin to see that more and more as a Christ follower who longs to have a beautiful marriage, not perfect, but good and healthy and holy, root your marriage in the gospel principles and you'll see that. So I want to talk about those principles. Four specifically, gospel principles to remember in your marriage. Firstly this, remember that you are not perfect. Now, that may sound obvious. It's very obvious in my case. I know I'm not perfect. But when it comes to our relationships, especially marriage, we forget this principle. We forget this gospel principle that we're not perfect. We are broken people. We are not all there. And it's better to know this as you enter into marriage, as you are about to be married. And if you're thinking towards marriage, this is really an important one to realize and be very, very, very cognizant of. I know I'm not perfect. I know I'm a broken person. It's sort of the first tenet of the gospel that we know this is who we are. Jesus reminds us of this perspective in Luke chapter 6, verses 41 to 42. Look at what he says. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye, or pay attention to the plank and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take the speck out of your eye," when you yourself fail to see the plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. This is such an important passage because it assumes what we all know, that we're broken and imperfect, but it also really illustrates how easy it is to forget that. And all the more in marriage. This is between two brothers, but this passage, of course, is something to apply among friends, Christians, and certainly in the extremely important relationship of marriage. That when we first get married, it's easy to overlook the specks, if you will, or even the logs in our spouse, our husband, our wife. And we can actually find those things rather endearing. That's what I found to be true. I see that all the time. It was true for my own marriage. We think those things are cute. Yeah, that's just how they are. And maybe you enter marriage, you think you're going to fix the person. And well, I'm going to change that over time, which is really a bad idea. Rather than realizing, no, I think that it's a little bit more serious than that. That in the gospel, we recognize our shortcomings. And rather than trying to fix the other person, the Bible says we need to focus on the log that we have. And then and only then, Jesus says, we can look at the speck. It's not that you can't address the speck, that's in bounds. But don't be addressing